Final comment from MJ. Clinical situation, how do you approach these women who are hitting 5 years on an AI?
I think I was one of the ones who said it's a coin flip, that I would talk to them about emerging evidence that the risk is persistent, it continues to persist, but we don't know whether it's more beneficial to continue or to stop. And sometimes I've let women take that security blanket because they choose to. Once it's an informed consent, I'm comfortable with it. And it's basically a third of women, in my experience, say, I'm going to continue to take it, and two-thirds don't once you tell them the toxicities, etc.
Eric?
I just want to say that as much as we all at times find it a chore to follow patients for many, many years, we've all raised very good arguments why we should be following people for a long time. And the truth is, you can't advise someone about their risk or do, as Rowan suggested, make them more anxious or perhaps just make them aware of their risk if you're not following them. And probably without making people anxious, if you have a relationship with them, you can actually begin to talk about going on additional therapies.
Brian and then Mark.
The only last comment I want to make is obvious, which is it depends on the individual patient. I have 60-year-olds who tolerate AIs extremely badly. I've got 80-year-olds that tolerate them extremely well. And your tendency, at least my tendency, to continue or not, really depends upon the tolerance more than anything else. And I was one of those that suggested recommending continuing the anastrozole in an 80-year-old if it is very well tolerated.
Final comment from Mark.
I just wanted to make mention of the fact that we really didn't mention cardiovascular events as a potential risk, and there is some controversy about whether or not aromatase inhibitors might have impacts on that, and that should be also a consideration when you're talking about long-term therapies with these agents.